Okay, our learning should be in Schuss Sarah Bathaya, Sochar Shachaisol, and Michal Aaron
Ben Chana,
Sochar Shachaisol, Pirchasi Ben Rivka, Sochar Shachaisol, Mercha Yaakov Yuda Ben Rivka, Daniel Ben Firma, Sochar Shachaisol. Alright, so I have to be honest with you, it's tonight's bittersweet. It's bitter because it's our last time learning together on a Thursday night, Bli Neder for this man, but it's also sweet to be able to culminate, you know, with Baruch Hashem, we could tell Kadosh Baruch Hu that when all the Jews in Florida were running here, running there, and Thursday night, Kfiyas, we were really here every Thursday night, trying to go closer, and I appreciate everyone coming. It's I have given classes to myself before. It's not as fun, and it's not as inspiring, and I
remarkable because of reflective light.
Reflective light, exactly. But for me, I like seeing other. You'll get it. But at the end of the day, I really appreciate everyone coming. We're going to end off this month tonight with one of the first Torahs that I ever heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger, and it's on this week's Parsha. If you look inside in the Stone Chumash on page 802, Klaiso comes back, the Meraglim comes back, and they're bugging out about the Meraglim. And they say a very interesting thing, a very interesting line, Perek Yigimel, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Tziu Dibal Sa'aretz Asher Toru Oso. They started talking about terrible, terrible evil reports about the land, about Eretz Yisrael. Ha'aretz Asher Avanu Ba Losor Oso, the land that we want to go spy out. Eretz Ocheles Yoshvelhi. Chol Ma Asher Inu Besoch An Shemidos. It's a land that actually eats its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it were huge. So Rashi famously writes from the Medrash, from the Gemara and Sota, what does it mean that the land eats an inhabitants? That every single time they went everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, there was another burial, there was another funeral. Why was it? So the Rashi says from the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu also the Tovah Kidei Latardim Ba'Avlam Liyinu Leiv Leilu. Right. So at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make the people there busy, and you know, we've all been involved in funerals. It takes up all your time. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Meraglim to be noticed. So they thought that the land actually, anyone who goes there dies.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Nachman of Breslov has actually, the first time I heard Rav Weinberger explain this, there was five different explanations just from Rabbi Nachman. What does it mean, Eretz Ocheles Yoshvelhi? I understand from the Gemara that, okay, it was eating its inhabitants, but that's a very unique way to say that the land, it's eating its inhabitants. Obviously, there's got to be something much deeper there, something more powerful for us to be able to maybe take a message now going into the summer. So if you want to say in a little concise way, what are the words Eretz Ocheles Yoshvelhi, a land that eats inhabitants? What does that mean? What is Kadosh Baruch Hu coming to teach us? So if you look inside, on where it says Kuf Chav Tes, Likutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman writes a very long piece. Hopefully we'll try to get through the whole thing. Here we go. Eretz Ocheles Yoshvelhi. Thank you to Rabbi Nachman for writing down Rabbi Nachman's Torah, so we can learn that in 2017. Says Rabbi Nachman, when a person comes close to the tzaddik of his generation, to the righteous one, it could be that you didn't receive anything from him. You didn't receive a bracha, you didn't get any Torah. Says Rabbi Nachman, who gam kein tov ma'od, it's still a very good thing. And he's going to explain. The faith that a Jew has, that when he believes in the koch of the tzaddik, that doesn't mean chas shom Christianity, it means that the tzaddik, maybe being able to uplift you, to be able to uplift you, to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mo'i al-Avodas Hashem is Baruch, right? The Tzaddik helps you, be able to help you in Avodas Hashem. And listen what he says over here about food. Ki teva ha'achila she'amazon nishabech lanizon. We know, when you eat a slice of pizza, it gets digested, and it becomes part of you.
Yeah.
It becomes part of your digestive system. I'm sure you went back in the day in medical school, you remember? It becomes part, it goes through all the goes through all the pathways and everything. Kigon she'achai ochel esomech yon asavim. Animals eat grass. Nishabchin asavim l'chai. And then what happens? The grass then turns into the animal. Becomes part of the person. It becomes part of the animal. Kishenichnasim b'soch me'el. Because it goes into its digestive systems. Lichei mechayin l'medaber. In the same way that when a person eats meat. The meat now becomes when the person eats the food, right? The animal now is part of that person, right? Sometimes we have a little too much food, and then you realize that, oh wow, trying to get your pants on like I was trying to do this week, and you realize that, okay, I think I have to go to the tailor.
The gym.
Or both. Both. The gym and the tailor, Taka.
Yeah.
Is there's any place that the food goes into, it becomes actually part of that essence. So let's just review what he said here. He said the same way that a Jew comes close to a tzaddik, it could be that he didn't give you anything, but just being next to him, it's like when you go through Macy's or Bloomingdale's, you go through the perfume section, you become, the perfume has a little bit of a shtick. It has a little bit of a residual, beautiful word, residual. And the same thing happens when you eat food, the food becomes a part of you. He says the same thing happens in Eretz Yisrael. When a Jew goes into Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Ocheles Yoshveri. What does it mean that it eats it as inhabitants? That the Kedusha now comes into you. It permeates you. That's a good word too. Right. It permeates you. That was a gift. I didn't do so well in my SATs. It permeates you. It comes into you. We become part of it. Right? Our essence is Eretz Yisrael. Our essence is Torah. We're all Eretz Yisrael was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's first land. It's the puzzle says, Ein Hashem Lotach Tamid Ba. Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are constantly on it. So at the end of the day, just like someone, when someone eats food, it becomes part of you, Eretz Yisrael also becomes part of you. And this is what he says here. Kegon hachelik mehamazon, or on eight lines up from the top. Just like when the food becomes part of you, hanichnas hamoach l'nsabet hamoach, right? Certain nutrients go to your brain, certain nutrients go to your heart. Hanichnas alev nishapach lelev, and the things that go to your heart, it becomes actually part of your heart. I don't know how all the science works. Maybe you could tell me at another time. V'chein l'shar averim, and the same things happens with the rest of their limbs. And this is says Rabbi Nachman. V'zehu eretz ocheles yoshveh. This is what it means. Eretz ocheles yoshveh. That the land eats its inhabitants. What does that mean? Ki eretz u'b'chinas emuna. Says the eretz is a code word.
It's a positive thing. I've never seen it.
Exactly, it's a positive thing.
Positive.
It's a positive thing, right? The Meraglim said it as a negative thing. They said, "Oh, we're so scared, everyone's dying."
Yeah.
I mean, Achman, but Panimi Sator always looks for the deeper, for the deeper connection here, for the deeper root. So he says that eretz is a b'china of emuna. It's an expression of emuna. K'mashukatzav, the pasuk says, "Until on the Zion, shechan eretz ure emuna." What does it mean? So now, I mean, the Eretz means the quarter for Amunah, and it's Ocheles Yoshveh. It eats its inhabitants. What does that mean? Kishen Nichnes La'aretz, when you come into the land, which is a code word for what? Shehi B'chinas Amunah, which is a code word for faith. Nechal Etzla, it's going to overtake you. It's going to eat you. Hainu Shenes Hapich Lemahusa. It's going to become part of it. Right? So just like if I have a slice of pizza, the pizza now becomes part of me. When you go into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz is the code word for Amunah. The emunah is going to become part of you also. The kedusha is going to permeate. The kedusha is going to come to you. Says Rabbi Nachman. Nech atzah. Hainu shenisabach lemahusah. Hainu. Kishadavel atzavet umaamim bo. Shubichinos eretz. He says, now he goes back to the tzaddik. If you believe in the tzaddik, and you believe in his kochos, to be able to show you your great kochos, and show you your great connection, shubichinos eretz. Nech ala tzaddik, benisabach lemahusah tzaddik mamish. Then Rabbi Nachman says something wild here. If you believe in the tzaddik, and if you believe in the faith, that a Jew can always connect yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that tzaddik is the reminder of that, you become a shtick Eretz Yisrael. He said that's the same way that tzaddik person comes close to a certain person, a role model, a teacher, and you take a lesson there, you take a trait there, and you take it with you, the same thing that Eretz Yisrael does for you. Eretz Yisrael and the tzaddik is the same thing. The tzaddik is just the physical representation,
conduit,
the messenger of Eretz Yisrael. But it's the same thing. Eretz Yisrael and the land and the Jew and the tzaddik is the same thing. Shubichinas eretz nechal atzaddik samal tzaddik mamish. Shechen eretz yisrael ba'atzman. Same thing with eretz yisrael. Yishlag gam kein al kolach hazeh. So too, eretz yisrael has the same strength. You ever wonder why is it that so many Jews in high school could give nobody's business? They could care less about the Torah. They could care less about davening. But somehow, some way, Jews go to eretz yisrael and they just find themselves.
Yeah.
And everyone says, oh, because they just they didn't have any responsibilities.
Yeah.
They don't have any secular responsibilities. It's one thing. It's Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh. When a person goes to Eretz Yisrael and you wake up and you go to sleep every night, I'm not saying this happens to everyone. Unfortunately, there are people who go to Eretz Yisrael and they're not there yet. They're hopefully on their way.
Yeah.
But I know for my friends and my family members, they were literally doing nothing in high school. Not only doing nothing, they were doing not good things.
Self-destruct.
And suddenly they came to Eretz Yisrael.
And before this machine,
they went second year, third year, and now they don't come home.
Yeah,
because mamish, when you're there, you become part of Eretz Yisrael, and this is exactly what the Gemara says here. So everyone says this is a Hasidish thing. Says Rabbi Nachman, okay, Omer Rabbi Rosinu Zechon Ravacha, in the middle of the page, Gemara Ksubas tells us a Kuf Yud Aleph, Koha Yoshe be Eretz Yisrael, Shari below Avon. The Gemara says someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, he lives without sin. Shenema Ha'am Hayoshe ba Nisu Avon. He's drinking in the Kool-Aid of Eretz Yisrael. He's becoming a Shtik Eretz Yisrael, and his Hapech Mehusa Kadosh, and it's changing him. It's changing him. That means I have cousins. I'm not going to say I have a cousin. I have a lot of cousins. Little he's doing nothing in high school, and Eretz Yisrael became top of the yeshiva. When a person goes to Eretz Yisrael and his mamash is there, and he puts everything else aside, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes in, and actually Eretz Yisrael means that you become a tzaddik, you become what your true nature is, that you get all the shmutz off, right? It's like you take a diamond, for example. Sometimes we put a diamond, I don't know how many, my father is a jeweler, so sometimes he's involved, and sometimes a diamond will fall, and you have to like make sure to wipe it off. So sometimes when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you need a few months to be able to wipe off all the dirt of high school, of America. And what happened? The x-ray, exactly, the x-ray. And then you see the beauty of it, and then the diamond is able to shine. The diamond is able to daven by the kotel. The diamond is able to go shanabet. Be able to see what it means to be a Jew. And suddenly he doesn't want to go to college, and his parents are like, whoa, please still go to YU. Please. And he's like, no, I'm not going to YU, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to the mirror.
I'm back.
Right, exactly. If I come back, Taka. But at the end of the day, that's what Eretz Yisrael is. And it doesn't mean, and we talk about this numerous times, if we're not physically in Eretz Yisrael, we should be zocha at least to be able to think about Eretz Yisrael. You know what the Baal Shem Tov says? You are where your thoughts are. Meaning you could be standing at the kotel. Literally, your hand could be on the kotel, and you could be in Boca Raton.
Yeah.
Or you could be in Boca Raton, and you could be in Eretz Yisrael. You are where you start to the Baal Shem Tov. It's very, very simple. Obviously, the best thing is to be in Eretz Yisrael and to be present in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Right? That's the best thing. But the main thing is tonight, I think Rabbi Nachman is saying such an important yusod. A person can always change. A person can always make that U-turn. Can always make that recalculation. Just has a person just has to throw himself into it. Exactly. Because the first and foremost thing Rabbi Nachman says, you have to find a Rebbe. If you don't have a Rebbe and just doing things that like, you're doing things that, you know, end of the day, even my Rebbe, Rav Weinberger, even my Rabbi Simon, everyone has a Rebbe. If you connect yourself to the Mesorah, you connect yourself to the people who are constantly growing, then you're going to be constantly growing. You're going to be constantly growing. Right? Asay l'charov. But you know, they say from the Sasemis. It says, Asay l'charov. Then we'll go back to Rabbi Nachman. Asay l'charov means to have a Rebbe, but it also means Asay l'charov. You should make yourself your own Rebbe too. Meaning, at the end of the day, you have to follow your Rebbe, but you also have to make sure that you're not a robot, too. You have to find yourself. You have to make sure to find to go on your own way, too. Like one of the Rebbes, I forgot who it was. The Rebbe passed away. And what happened was his son became Rebbe, and the Chassidim were very, very upset. Why are they upset? Because he wasn't doing the same and hugging him as his father. I'm not sure if it was a vision, too. I'm not sure. Not sure what it was. I quoted it once early in the year.
Yeah.
So what happened was, they said, to be honest, I'm just like my father, the Rebbe said. My father was a robot, and I'm not a robot. Meaning, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need robots. Malachim are robots.
Yeah.
Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Jews. He wants Bnei Yisrael. He wants individuals. But at the end of the day, you can't just be your individual Rebbe. You have to connect yourself to the Tzaddik. You have to connect yourself to Eretz Yisrael. You have to connect yourself to something a little above you. Ba'al Kain says the Rabbi Nachman, Afil ha-ma'adich arba amos b'Eretz Yisrael. Even a Jew who walks four amos in Eretz Yisrael, muftach lo sheben olam haba. Chazal say that they're promised to be in Olam Haba. Like you know the famous story of Ben Nachman. Came to travel months to get to Eretz Yisrael. Months. What happened? Months. He got to Eretz Yisrael, he took four steps, he said it's time to go home now.
Mm.
Are you kidding me? Can you imagine traveling for months?
Yeah.
And going through tremendous dangers. Back in the day, a lot of people didn't make it alive there.
Yeah.
And he stopped four steps and came back. Dafka this is sold. Right? When, at the end of the day, Eretz Yisrael just swarms on you. Just like when a person eats something, it becomes part of your flesh, Eretz Yisrael becomes part of your flesh. When someone eats something, and you want to becomes part of you, right? You want to become part of you, but you want the things that are negative not to become part of you. What does it mean to eat my flesh? Right, a Jew needs the soul to be able to eat the flesh. It becomes mamish part of you. I'm going to skip a few lines down over here. That means to live in the land, and you'll see or emuna, and then you'll be able to. I'm not sure exactly what the word orei is. It's with an ayin. Let's go on. Maybe it's to be the shepherd of Amunah, the shepherd of faith. It means I think it's a shepherd. What does it mean, right? Shechan eretz orei Amunah, that you shall live in the land and you become a shepherd of faith. You become a shepherd of faith, and someone whose whole essence is of faith. And this is where he says the most practical thing. He says at the end of the day, you have to have the will. If you don't have the desire, you don't have the courage, it's not just going to come to you. But if you want to work at it, you want to work hard. You can't just go to Eretz and just expect it. You have to go there and you have to put this machine away when you go to the Beis Midrash. If you realize that you have friends that you shouldn't be hanging out with in Eretz Yisrael, like I always had friends in Eretz Yisrael, they literally, and everyone on their own level, they wasted the half of the year because they were hanging out with the wrong people.
Yeah.
But someone who says, no, I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael to grow in Eretz Yisrael mamish. Im ritzonu chazak me'ol l'skarav l'Hashem esmach v'lavar asof. He really wants to come close to Hashem. Rak shekashu lo l'shpar taivas gufo. He has a hard time holding back certain taivas. Azai aydeh eskarav esmach v'lavar asof. He has to what? He has to come, he has to have a Rebbe. He has to believe in tzaddikim. Hu b'chinas achila. V'nechal ha-tzaddik. And what's going to happen? You're going to become attached to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is going to eat you. He's not going to eat you physically. He's going to eat you spiritually. It means that every conversation you're going to have, it's going to spiritually uplift you. I know the times that I've met with Rav Weinberger one-on-one. The times that I've met with my Rebbe, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Cohen, or Ilalada, Rebbe, and Baruch Hashem, you become uplifted. Right? I was in Shai Yoshev last Shabbos. I was in New York for 3 days. Shai Yoshev is a great yeshiva in Far Rockaway. I came out of that Shabbos, felt like I was in Eretz Yisrael for a year. The fire there, there's such passion and energy from the Rosh Hashiva, from Rabbi Firefall, and now his son-in-law, Rav Tali Yeager, it's unbelievable, there's such a fire there. When a person comes close to the fire, you become uplifted from the fire. You become uplifted from the passion. But you have to come close to the tzaddik. And at the end of the day, but if you don't have that real desire, you can go to every rebbe in the book, they're not going to help you. It has to start with you, right? Chazal say, "Habal the tam esayinoso." If you become you become purified, you want to do the right thing, because Shabbos is going to help you. You can't just rely on other people. So like when someone eats something and your body can't handle it, so what happens when you eat something you can't? Your body can't handle it. Right? The same thing when a Jew when someone is not what he's not ready to become come close to that tzaddik or you have to grow, he's still dealing with a lot of internal, you know, he wants it but he doesn't want it. This says Rabbi Nachman, to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be all in. You're not going to be all in right now. They say the NBA finals, we're all in.
Yeah.
If you're not all in, it's not going to help you. And then you have to be all in. And that's the whole word over here from Eretz Ochel Soshver. Eretz Ochel Soshver, he means, and when a Jew comes close to his role models, to a tzaddik, then Eretz Yisrael will be able to uplift you. Then the tzaddik will be able to uplift you. But says Rabbi Nachman, the main thing here is, it has to come from you first. You have to have the desire. I mean, the desire to put the machine away. The desire at the end of the day to want to change. Not to just to stay, you know. I have so many, even things in myself that things you want to change for so long, and just 10 years, 15 years, just going with the flow. At the end of the day, do we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to have the same neshama that He gave us? We have to wipe off a little bit of the dirt, wipe a little bit of the dust. But Rabbi Nachman says at the end of the day, every Jew has the tzaddik within them. Rabbi Nachman says that, and he says this all over, not specifically here, but he says this all over. The Jew has to believe in the tzaddik in himself too. Once he believes in that, then he can come close to the tzaddik. That's exactly what Eretz Ochel Soshver means. Eretz Ochel Soshver means, obviously with Gemara and the Pashup Shad, is that there were a lot of funerals there. Kadosh Baruch Hu actually did that for their own sake, so they would be able to walk the land, be able to scout out the land. But at the end of the day, Eretz Ochel Soshver means that when a person comes close to the land of Eretz Yisrael, which means come close to the tzaddikim, and he come close to the role models, or come close to the tzaddikim himself, and is able to be absorbed by that. But it's gotta be an all in. If it's just 80-20 or even 99-1, it's not good. It's gotta be all in. When you're all in, then it's good. And if you don't have the right desire, says Rabbi Nachman, the land's gonna spit you right out. The tzaddik's gonna spit you right. You could be sitting at the Shabbos to go to Joshua and being so inspired. One guy could be so inspired, and the next guy, right? One guy's samachai, one samamavus. One guy's life, one guy's death. At the end of the day, when someone's all in, then that every word coming out from the tzaddik, from the Rebbe, from the role model, from the teacher, it's a breath of life. I just want to give us to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, should bless us to find the tzaddik within ourselves. Be able to have role models and teachers to always connect to. Just to say one story to be able to close. They say, just to be able to close from both worlds. We quoted from the Baal Rad of the Baal Shem Tov, now quote from the world of the Gra, which is the same world as we say.
Yeah.
They say from the Dibna Magid. The Dibna Magid was very, very, very perturbed. And he turns to his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, and he said, Rebbe, now I'm becoming my own teacher of Torah. I want to ask you, How do you become a teacher of Torah? I understand, give over the information, the rules and the mitzvahs and the teachings, but how do you become a real, real giver over of pnimius and give over inspiration, give over Judaism? You know what the Gra said? The Gra said, take a Kiddush cup. What happens? Sometimes I'm sure everyone has. You know, you have the becher, and you have the small little bechers on the bottom. It says, at the end of the day, how do you get to the grape juice to be the little bechers? You got to pour in the big becher, and then the big becher is able to be able to flow into all the little bechers.
Oh, yeah.
He says, if you're an overflowing cup, if you're a koisi revaya, if your whole bechina, if your whole life is you're constantly looking to grow, and be able to grow in davening and tefillah and gemilas chasadim, what's going to happen? It's going to shower everything and everyone you come into contact with. There's going to be those little cups. That's how you give over. It's not just giving over Torah, give over information. But you become that big cup, and you yourself constantly growing, then you'll be able to give to others. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. We should all be cups in our own lives. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, we believe in the koach of tzaddikim, we believe in the koach of finding a role model, finding a teacher who help us find the tzaddik within ourselves. And we have the true ratzon, as Rabbi Nachman says, the true ratzon, right? Then now when we go into Eretz Ocheles HaShvei throughout the summers, remember to take this message, be able to always believe in ourselves, believe in the tzaddikim, and Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we should be zochet to be with Rabbi Nachman coming at the end of the summer. Please God, Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Yerkul.